Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily. Folks, tonight, one of your comfortable assumptions is climbing through the ropes for the last time. It held the belt for years. It went by the name Just Sing. It felt good. It felt kind. It felt like the right call. But tonight, 15. Wisdom traditions are in its corner, its opponent's corner, and somehow the referee's corner, all at once. And one question is about to decide whether that assumption ever gets up off the canvas. One question. Many traditions. No belt.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, should we still sing happy birthday if everyone at the table knows the person wishes they weren't there? Two people could be asking this and want completely opposite answers. One is the person holding the lighter. They want permission to sing anyway because the silence feels like abandonment. The other is the person whose birthday it is. They want someone to just not. Same table, same candles, opposite needs. Should we sing? Judaism doesn't let the room off easy. It asks whose relief the song is actually for, and it means the question to sting. Because if the birthday person's face is doing that small performance of being fine and everyone can see it, then the singing might just be the table announcing it cannot bear to sit inside someone else's sorrow for 30 seconds. That's not kindness. That's conflict avoidance with a melody.
Christianity pushes back hard on that. It says love doesn't leave someone alone inside their own bad moment, even when the gesture is clumsy and off-key. The singing isn't a claim that the candles fix anything. It's a refusal to let the silence win, which is its own kind of presence.
Stoicism would say you're both avoiding the actual problem. You spend 30 seconds on a song, the candles go out, and then what? You go back to the elevator small talk version of dinner? Stoicism's diagnosis is that the song is often a way to not have the real conversation. The one after, when the room gets quiet and someone actually has to ask how the person is doing. That's the scary 30 seconds, not the song.
Absurdism is where I keep landing. It says the universe doesn't care, the candles don't care, but you're not singing to the universe. You're singing at them, which means for them, which means I see you here and I'm marking it anyway. Not because it fixes the weight behind their sternum, because they're real. There's something almost stubborn about that I kind of respect.
Vedantic philosophy arrives with the perspective nobody asked for at the birthday table. It says, find the one who wishes they weren't there, not the face above the cake, not the hollow in the chest, but the witness watching both. Who is the one that a birthday could actually wound? That question is either very profound or the worst possible thing to say out loud when the candles are already lit. And Vedanta genuinely does not care which. Epicureanism, though, that one just says put the candles down and ask them what they actually want. The whole feast is just ask. I find that more useful than locating the Turiya.
Sufism is the one I didn't expect to move me. It says, the wishing you weren't there is the birthday. That hollow in the chest is the reed crying from separation. And the reed's cry is already the music. Sing to the wound, not to the ritual, which reframes the whole question. It's not sing or don't sing. It's what you're singing toward. That's a different assumption entirely.
Nobody at that table is neutral. The singer and the sung to are both stuck with a choice nobody made explicit. Existentialism says you already knew that before you asked, and now you have to live inside whatever you do next. Tomorrow's question is waiting.
The assumption has left the building. Just Sing. That comfortable old champion took hits from Judaism, Stoicism, Epicureanism, and a Sufi poet who turned the wound into a reed flute. And it will never quite fit the same way again. That isn't a loss. That is a retirement party where someone finally asked what you actually wanted. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset. DarkRock.us! And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our Dark Rock intro tune! TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. Keep it going at TheGodShow.us! One candle on the cake of your soul, donated, keeps 15 traditions in the room. The cake is on the table. The room knows. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.